Right, questions.
Yeah, a question to Tony Barry. Tony, during podcasts, back-to-back Barrys, in the lead-up to the Farah by-election, a couple of the references you made to the Teals made it pretty clear, well, to me at least, that you had a view of where the Teals stand in the political spectrum. How is that, and how is it changing as we head in to metropolitan contests which will involve One Nation?
Yeah, I think one of the things, and I worked in the Howard government, Crosby Textor, in the 2000s, we started seeing it back then. There was a disconnect in the Teal seats. There started becoming a disconnect with voters and the Liberal Party, the Liberal Party's base. It was pejoratively called doctors' wives. Now, I always hasten to add pejorative, and 52% of medical graduates are female, by the way, so should be doctors' husbands. But you know, there was a decision made that rather than trying to bring those voters back, just to pivot off them and go out to the western suburbs, outer suburbs, and pivot off the sort of inner city elites, I guess, for want of a better term. And then kind of, you know, that sort of disconnect, values disconnect continued. The same-sex marriage debate in 2016 had far more impact on the Teal result in 2022 than I think most people realise. For a lot of people, it's like any marriage or relationship breakdown. It's rarely just sort of, you know, overnight. It's an accumulation over time. And for a lot of voters, that sort of spoke to a disconnect in values, and then it manifested itself in 2022 with a changed result in those seats. So I don't think, we always talk about Australia as a nation of smaller and smaller tribes, and the shared values in those electorates are very different than, say, regional and rural Australia. And I think that fragmentation is going to continue.
If I can ask you both to use your crystal balls, in 2031... the first voters in Generation Alpha will be voting. What further stresses do you think that will place on the two political parties, particularly the coalition?
Right up your alley, Tony.
I always remind Liberals who, you know, they look at the vote intentions of Gen Z, which are, you know, very much on two-party basis geared towards Labor. And Gen Z women is the base of the Greens vote, and it can be up to 35 to 40% on any particular cycle. So it's very bad, you know, and millennials are a little bit better, but not much better, and that goes up to the age of 40. At the next, I think at 2031, it will be around half of the electorate will be Gen Z and millennial. And I keep on reminding Liberal MPs, mate, there's five more years of Gen Z. They're 13 right now. So you think it's bad now. Like, you know, wait until 5 years' time when these 13-year-olds get on the electoral roll. Mm. And I don't see too many of these 13, 14-year-old Gen Zs voting coalition, by the way. So, and again, like, you know, I think coalition don't know how to communicate with that group. They don't know how to find them, you know, for a start, and get into those algorithms. So, you know, the coalition has enormous challenges. I mean, I wouldn't say they're in palliative care, but they're unalive.
So they should be in palliative.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you, everybody, for rolling up at such an early hour. We really appreciate it. This podcast is recorded at the Sydney Writers' Festival, and we thank them for their tremendous cooperation, and it was on the sovereign lands of the Gadigal people. It was produced by Daniel Simo, video production Charisma Luthria, Yuji Shimada and Aston Brown.
Executive producer is Hannah Parks.
I'm Barry Cassidy.
And I'm Tony Barry. This is Back to Back Barry's, a Guardian Australia podcast.
Thanks, everybody.